Welcome aboard, folks, again on this Saturday morning. The 240th birthday of this great nation will happen in just a few days on July the 4th. 240 years ago, our forefathers gave their blood and their souls, their money, their lives for this great country. For this once great country that we need to bring back. And that's what we're trying to do today. Again, with a very special show. My guest is Dave Ghari and, of course, Ron Kukol, who is a survivor of the USS Liberty. June 8, 1967, we were attacked by the government of Israel. Today is also a special day for one of the most famous admirals that ever served in the United States Navy is Admiral Arleigh Burke. 25 years ago, the Arleigh Burke class of destroyers were brought out. And the Arleigh Burke, with hearing his name, is still refitted, updated, and one of the finest fighting vessels that the United States has in its arsenal. Also, Arleigh Burke was a very ardent supporter of the truth about the USS Liberty, as was, of course, Admiral Thomas Moore, former Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as Arleigh Burke. He's a former Joint Chiefs of Staff, and both of them served him in one capacity or another in the Atlantic or Pacific Fleet as Supreme Commander. I know Admiral Moore served as Supreme Commander in the Atlantic and Pacific Fleets. So, very high up people in the United States government and the United States Navy that say this attack was no mistake, impossible, never happened. It was a direct, deliberate attack on the United States Navy ship USS Liberty in international waters. Anybody's listening to this radio show, and many of you out there in listening land, I thank you for listening to Your Voice Counts and this special program, RBN, every Saturday morning, taking time out when you can on these summer days. Certainly appreciate it. Now, we're going to get right into today's topic again, and it's a film about the USS Liberty. It's a wonderful film, and it is also, my book will be out next week. It's finally going to the printers after a few things changed here, and it's all in place. And so it will be available to the people that have sent donations. We'll be sending the books out to you and thanking you very kindly for your donations and your help and your support in this great cause, the film about USS Liberty, Erasing the Liberty. And it is based off my book. So the book will be basically be the screenplay of the movie. So, and a DVD will come along with the donation of $250 or more. Now, a donation you make to USS Liberty movie will be explained to you by Dave Ghari. He is the producer of the film and a great supporter of the USS Liberty. And, of course, my book, the new book, Erasing the Liberty. Now, we chose that name because the history of the Liberty has been erased and is being erased, and it's our duty as Americans and fellow servicemen that believe in the Constitution to make sure that doesn't happen. And the best way to do that is on film and in books, but more so in film, where you can see it firsthand, up close, exactly what happened. No gimmicks, no lies, no punches, no fakeness. It's all real, factual, documented, real facts about what happened to our ship June 8, 1967. 49 plus years ago. So it's my great pleasure to bring on Dave Ghari. and Dave can explain to you exactly how to donate, what we're doing this for. As I said, everybody knows what we're doing it for, but and I'm not going to speak for Dave or in his words. He can explain himself a lot better than I can explain him. So, Dave, welcome aboard. I know you've taken care of the donations, and I certainly appreciate that. Again, to everybody out there, get your pens ready. And we're going to give you an address, too, that if you don't use donations on the Internet, you can send checks to this address that will be coming up shortly. So welcome aboard, Dave, and thank you again for spending your time on this great Saturday morning talking about Racing to Liberty, a very valuable movie and book about the USS Liberty. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Phil. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're coming loud and clear, and I do apologize for the 3-second delay that I have, but I don't know what causes it, but I've got it. If anything can happen to a computer, I'll get it. please go ahead.
All right, Phil. Thanks for having me on again today, and as you said, happy 4th to everybody out there. Yeah, the bottom line about this movie is this. A lot of attempts have been made to bring the story of the USS Liberty to the general public. And thank goodness for that, because there have been a lot of Liberty survivors and supporters who have done and continue to do everything they can within their power to get this story out to the public. Of course, we know why that is, why the story is not out to the public, and why people who were even in the Navy during the time of the Liberty attack 49 years ago, and who might have even been in the Mediterranean at the time, do not know about the Liberty. And the reason is because the entities that want to make sure that this story is kept from the general public are doing a great job. And the other side, us, we're not doing a great as job as them. And really the main reason is because of the resources that they have. And the resources that they have are virtually limitless. They have an almost unlimited access to capital, to the media, to everything they want. They can come on and tell people that, as you've said, Phil, so many times, that was just a tragic error. It was a mistake, a case of mistaken identity. Israel would never do anything like that. Plus there have already been, 10 or 20 investigations of this, and they've all shown that it was a terrible, horrible case of mistaken identity. Of course, your average person, when they see things on television or in a well-known newspaper, they tend to believe it. Many people still believe in the political and the media integrity of this country. Although there's been so much evidence to the contrary to show that you shouldn't trust what your government's saying. I mean, especially here on the 4th of July weekend. That's part of the American ethos. That's part of the popular culture of this country, is that we don't trust our government. And that's in our history. So why is it that this story has been covered up for so long? What's the reason? Why would an attack, of course a vicious attack, on a U.S. Navy vessel in international waters almost 50 years ago, even 50 years later, why are they doing everything in their power to cover it up? Why do they have agents write books about this to try to prove that it was a case of mistaken identity, even agents who were in the U.S. Navy? Why is it that these men who were on board the Liberty, why have they had to suffer for so long, for almost 50 years? knowing what they know and not being able to tell the story the right way. Why have none of these guys ever been interviewed by anyone in a public capacity, i.e. Congress, which it's their responsibility according to the Constitution to do this? I think it's Article 1, Section 8, where they have to investigate attacks such as these. Why hasn't this been done? Well, most of you know that the reason it hasn't been done is because who attacked the liberty? Because of the supporters in this country, of the country that attacked the liberty. They just don't want anything negative and truthful, especially if it's truthful, to come out to the American people. But the sad thing is, and I mentioned this just a bit ago, the sad thing is that these guys have been basically tortured. Besides the attack that they had to withstand and put up with, they've been tortured. They've been called names. They've been called that ridiculous term, anti-Semitic. They've been called racists. They've been called white supremacists. They've been called everything that you can think of in an attempt to make them look bad, as if what they went through wasn't bad enough. And that's the worst part of this. Why is it that our side hasn't been able to muster the strength to finally, once and for all, finish it, tell the story of the liberty, get this story out? And that's what this project's all about. Like Phil said, a full-length feature film will do what everything else that has been done in the past, trying to tell the story about the liberty, what they have not been able to do, and that's reached the mass of people, a mass audience. So it's very simple. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com. USSLibertyMovie.com, and you'll see Erasing the Liberty on the top. You'll see Home, About, Donate, Milestones, and Contact. Of course, Home is the homepage. Contact, you can reach out to us, which somebody did. I'll read what they wrote, Phil, in a minute. And Milestones means what significant things have occurred since we started taking donations, which actually began last week. About is why we're doing this, and anybody who knows about the Liberty would know why we're doing this and why we need to do this before the 50th anniversary, which is next June. And the donate page is the most important. Now, we've gotten several donations, and that money will be used for the movie, period. For marketing the movie, for paying film crews, whatever has to be done for the movie, it will be used for that. And that's all. You can leave a donation. It says $25, $50, $100, $250, $500, $1,000, and any amount you wish, from $1 to $1 million. Any donation from between $1 and $24 is just a straight donation. There is no reward that you would receive. So if you donated $25, you would get a copy of Phil's new book, Erasing the Liberty, for a $25 donation. If you donated $50, you would get an autographed copy of Phil's new book. $100, you would get an inscribed copy of Phil's new book, which means that you would tell us what you want Phil to write, and he will do that. As Phil mentioned earlier, a $250 donation, which we've gotten several of those, you get an inscribed copy of Phil's book, but you also get the movie when it's done on DVD. For a $500 donation, you get everything previously, plus admission to the set of your choice during filming. For a $1,000 donation, you get everything that I just mentioned, plus a private screening of the movie with select members of the film crew. Of course, if somebody wants to donate over $1,000, that would be great, because then we'd be able to get this thing done faster. And the whole idea is to get it done before the 50th anniversary. And that was the email that somebody sent to us. He said, do you have a firm date when the film will be released? We'll be looking forward to seeing it. Thanks, Max. And I guess he was on the Liberty, Max. It looks like his last name is B-O-O-E, and it says C-T-T-C-M, retired. I don't know if you know this fellow, Phil, or if I'm spelling it wrong.
I do not know him personally, but I did not know many of the CTs aboard the ship. It was two different ships, the CTs and Ship's Company, and I was in Ship's Company, as you well know. So he very well could have been a crew member. I don't remember the name, but that doesn't mean anything. But he certainly used to be in the National Security Agency as a CT for sure, so he knows what's going on. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So really the upshot of all this is, folks, is that if you've ever wanted to help to get this story out, now's the time. There isn't any other time to do this. Next June 8th, 2017, will be the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and we are basically no further along in spreading the truth about what happened on that day as we were 50 years ago. Yeah, there have been a few documentaries, a few books, but all you have to do is go out. You know this already. All you have to do is go out there and talk to anybody. Talk to your average person. Like I said, I've talked to people who were in the Navy for 30 years in the Mediterranean at the exact time that this vicious attack took place, and they had no idea. You go talk to anybody you want. Hey, you know about the USS Liberty? No, what is that? Oh, yeah, is that the... No, that's... Anyone. 99.99% of people do not know about it. Phil's been doing this radio show for many years. Ron as well, Ron Kukul. I don't know if Ron's on now, but Ron's been doing this for many years. There are other Liberty survivors who have been dedicating so much time of their lives for nothing other than to help get the truth out. Isn't it time now, folks, to honor these people, to honor the 34 who were viciously slaughtered and the 174 who were wounded out of a crew of 294? That's like, I think, over a 70% casualty rate. Isn't it time now to do something? If you've ever wanted this story to get out, this is it. This is the time. Go to the website, USSLibertyMovie.com. Click on donate. If you don't want to leave a donation through the internet, some people don't like to. I've been on the internet since 1995. I've never had a problem on it, but I understand some people don't like the internet for financial transactions. You can mail in a check. You see, when you click on donate, it says, note, if you experience any issues with donating via the PayPal links below, please email contact at usslibertymovie.com. Please use the donate buttons below to contribute to this film project.
Here we go to a break, folks. Be right back in just a minute. Some new sponsors on RBN. And hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be
told. Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for listening to RBN sponsors. Support your sponsors as much as you can, and good people. And I especially like the commercial about the food storage. It's very interesting to me because I'm into that kind of stuff, and I'm certainly going to give them a call and see what I can get from them. But I do want to thank, before we go on, I want to thank RBN for giving me the opportunity all these years to host Your Voice Counts, and before that, the Liberty Hour with Mark Glenn. And also, I want to thank Kat Faber, my producer on this end, who takes care of the guests and making sure everything's in line. Thank you, Kat. That's her voice out there, too, singing the songs. Beautiful girl, beautiful woman, beautiful heart, and a great patriot. I also want to thank John Stettmiller and Republic Broadcasting Network for giving me the opportunity to visit with you guys every Saturday and keep the Liberty story alive, along with my fellow co-hosts, Ron Kukul and Dave Gahari, which are wrapped up in this film as deep as I am, are doing all we can do to get the word out. And we need money to get the word out. We need the funds to support the film. We're not going to do a Hollywood-type movie. That isn't what we're looking for. Of course, if we had the budget, yeah, we would do something probably like that. But we can do it for a lot less. There are ways to do things where you don't have to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to get them done. We're not a Spielberg or anybody like that. But just last week, one of the donors told Dave about some people she knew that were stuntmen that she thought would probably be very interested in this project. So she not only donated, she helped in another way. She got Dave in touch with people that we can get a hold of to work on the film. I mean, there's many ways to help, folks. Of course, money is the main thing. But, you know, suggestions like that, it's just, I mean, it's wonderful to me. It makes me feel proud. So either one of you guys can pull in here. We've got Ron Kugel with us now. And, of course, David Gahari. Whoever wants to take off first, please go ahead. And we got about 2 or 3 minutes. The music is going to come on, as you know, and then we'll have a long run, and we'll go on from there. So either one of you guys take off, please.
I think, hey, Ron, I just wanted to finish what I was saying before that the music cut in, and I got to hear that one of my favorite commercials, the American Freedom Party. I really like that commercial and what they're trying to do. But at any rate, what I said here before the music was that it says on the donate tab of USSLibertyMovie.com, please use the donate buttons below to contribute to this film project using PayPal, credit cards, debit cards, or e-check. And I just want folks to realize, because a lot of people don't, PayPal, it's not that PayPal is the only option here. PayPal is being used because it's the easiest way to process these transactions. So PayPal takes a cut. They take a fairly big chunk, about 3% of whatever anybody donates for doing that. But you don't have to use PayPal. You could use a credit card, like it said, a debit card or an e-check. So PayPal is just being utilized. When you go to donate, when you click one of those donate links, it'll show you the donation amount that you selected. And to the right, it says log into PayPal. To the left, it says, don't have a PayPal account, use your credit card. Continue. So, if you want to use a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, you click continue. If you want to log into PayPal and do it that way, you log into PayPal. So, you don't have to use PayPal. And then it says here, if you prefer to make a non-internet donation, checks or money orders can be sent to Erasing the Liberty, LLC, 6256 Bullet Drive, Crestview, Florida, 32536. And that's right there on the website. And it says under that, thanks so much for your donation to this film project. Your support will allow a full-length feature film based on Phil's new book, Erasing the Liberty, to be produced and distributed in time for the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. So please check out USSLibertyMovie.com and donate today so we can do this movie and get the truth out. Finally.
Folks, be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Voice Counts, and thank you for hanging in there and listening to the sponsors of RBN. And, Ron, I thought you were going to bring us in from the break. Maybe you didn't hear me, but Ron Kukul, of course, is a survivor, and Ron was in charge of body recovery and identification when we got into Malta on June the 14th, and the attack happened on the 8th. So we had many days of men in the salt water, and it was his grim task, along with his other crewmates, most of them CTs, to try to piece these people back together. But welcome aboard, Ron. And what's on your mind today about helping us, as you are on the film trailer, the donate trailer, most of the time? You're the star of that film, and what's on your mind? What would you like to tell the folks about fundraising for this great movie coming out as soon as we get the funds? Please go ahead.
Thanks, Phil. Are you hearing me okay? I was trying to talk there, but I wanted to let Dave finish what he had to say about donating, and I guess you're hearing me okay.
I am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This morning, I reflected back 49 years plus of the Liberty Veterans Association and what it's all about. While I was reflecting, I got a chance to go through a couple of photos that I had recently seen on Facebook, and one of them was a photo of a little girl, probably about 3-4 years old, prancing through on a bunch of American flags. She could have been at Arlington, who knows, standing on green grass, one little girl, and maybe a couple hundred flags around her, just walking through them. So in the process of all this, I reflected back maybe 25 years or so, or 30, when I made a decision in my own mind to do what I could to keep this country free, to keep it free for not just me, but for your children, your grandchildren, and their children thereafter. And so I began to work with other people on this, knowing that we most specifically want to be close, very close, to those that still love us. And the only way that I never knew how to do that was to stand by my oath that I took to defend the Constitution many years ago, as Phil took and as Dave took and as so many others. And I thought to myself, what do I need to do? Well, it came to this. You put your life on the line. You put your whole life on your line, on the line, because you want to defend and you want to care about and you want these children to know how much you love them. Consequently, a lot of things happen to you in the process. Sometimes you lose your own family trying to save others. That happened to be the case with me, and don't get me wrong, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I made this decision, and I'll stand by it. But I'm asking you people out here that are listening to me today, do you care about your children? Do you care about your grandchildren? Do you care about the freedom of speech? How about the right to hold arms, to have arms? About the other rights? Do you care about them? Well, I'm here to tell you, and the proof is there, that for 49 years, the Liberty Veterans Association has fought this very same way. We're here for you. Now, will you be here for us? I won't make any, I'm not going to mince any words. We can't get this out there without the money it takes to get it out there. You all know that. We can't go in the back room and print the money we need. Not like some other people can do. So, here's my spiel. Care about your family. Care about this nation and where it came from. Love those by helping us. Help us to help you. Calvin Coolidge said a long time ago, a nation that forgets its defenders will be forgotten itself. I can't think of anything more true than that. So Dave and Phil have pretty much spelled it out here, what we need to go ahead, what we need from you. Even if it's a monthly donation of $25, I've committed myself to $25 or $50 a month for the rest of my life. That's how much I believe in this country and what it's all about. Will you do that? Will you help us help you? That's all it's all been about. And if you want the proof, just check the last 49 years and see what we've been trying to do for this country. That's about it, Phil and Dave. That's how I feel, and I look back after all these years of the efforts that we've made, and most of the time the problem has always been not having the resources to do what we want to do. To this day, we still don't have the resources that we so we can do what we want to do. So, well, you people out there help us get those resources. We're not asking that much each month. We're just asking that you do something. That's about all I got, Phil.
Okay, Ron, very well said, and I stand by your commitment and to your country, to your children, and everybody else's right as being born a United States citizen. How lucky can we be? And to have coming up this birthday of 240 years of freedom for the United States of America. You know, I was watching a television show the other day on, I won't even say what station, but this fellow was asking people on the street if they could name a couple people that signed the Declaration of Independence. One of them said Hulk Hogan, and John Wayne, and asking people when how many years has this country been in existence? Well, I believe since the 1900s was their answer. Who's the current senator of your state? I don't know, because I don't vote. So that's the complicity to the American people this day, is being complacent. And folks, we're in terrible times, not just in the Middle East, but everywhere. Suicide bombers, people that hate us. The most giving, loving country in the world, and people hate our guts. Go figure on that one. But I do understand the ramifications of being stabbed in the back by your own country that you swore to die for. As Ron and I almost did, only by the grace of God do we exist today.
Amen.
And we're here today. You bet. We're here today to solicit the generosity from your heart, your patriotism of country, and to do what's right for the crew of the USS Liberty and America, is to bring out the truth. Covering up for a foreign state and calling back rescue aircraft from our aid is unconscionable, disrespectful, un-American, and certainly not in the ethos of the oath we took when we took on our jobs as servicemen in the United States of America. Not all people serve in the military, and that isn't necessary. But to serve is a great honor, and to serve your country in many other ways, as donating to this vital film to bring out the truths, which is going to bring more stability to this country than you'd ever believe. I believe it would change the footprint in the Middle East. I believe it would help the Palestinians that are getting bombed right now by Israel. I believe it would help the Palestinians in the occupied territories have their water turned on that was just turned off at the beginning of Ramadan. Now listen, folks, they want to live in peace too, you know, and it is a sad day when our country gives the people that are treating these people as if they were in concentration camps, which they are, $11 million a day plus picking up F-35 jets from Boeing to their specifications. Ours aren't good enough. They got to have them to their specifications. It's not right, folks. And, you know, again, I can't tell you how much and how proud I am of these two gentlemen on the radio show with us today that have given it their all to make this to make this what it is. And I appreciate the people on the trailer. John Gadesco, a terrific officer who was aboard the USS Liberty. He wasn't there during the tank attack. God bless him for that. He got off just before we went to overseas, and more than likely he would have never made it out of the CT spaces. But he did, and he has a site called Gadesco. It's G-I-D-U-S-K-O, Gadesco.com. It's a USS Liberty site. It's a great, great site. So go there. And, you know, support us in that way also, about learning more about the USS Liberty and why we do this. We're not doing so for self-gratification, I'll tell you that. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's the only thing we can do, is our voices. Now, we were ordered never to say a word about this, or we'd end up in the penitentiary or worse. Yes.
Phil?
Go ahead.
Can I interrupt here?
Yeah.
Yes. We have a man from Idaho wanting to come on right now, and I don't want to lose anybody. Could we get him on right now, Phil?
Yeah, I saw that come up, and I was going to bring Wes up right after I got done there, but let's do it now. Wes.
Okay, you're seeing it. I'm
glad. Welcome aboard to your voice counts. Yeah, okay, good. Wes, welcome aboard to your voice counts. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Am I on?
Yes.
Am I on?
You're on, Wes. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I Google USSLibertyMovie.com, and what I get is Dead in the Water, IMDb.com, then to YouTube, The Loss of Liberty and Dead in the Water again, and then I get USS Liberty Government Propaganda. It's a governmentpropaganda.com.
Wes?
I get USS Liberty Dead in the Water, a review.
Wes, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Wes? Yeah, all you have to do is just, you don't have to Google anything. Just go into the address bar of your whatever web browser you're using and just type in USSLibertyMovie.com.
Okay, I'll try that. Why does it not appear in Google? That's how I always.
Because there's a couple of reasons. One is that it takes a while for websites to get incorporated into Google's programming, their algorithms.
Okay.
And two is the website is, believe it or not, or the internet is, believe it or not, designed to how you surf the internet, and it's kind of tailored. So what I see when I type in USSLibertyMovie.com into Google might be different from what you see. Unfortunately, it's not standardized. But that's all you do. You just type in, right in the address bar, USSLibertyMovie.com. And an easy way to even not have to type in .com is you just type in USS Liberty Movie, hold down the control key, and hit enter, and it automatically installs the .com. Of course, you could do that for every website.
Okay, at least wanted to point that out. I always use Google. It's very effective finding at what it is and what is related to, if you know what I mean. You know, I'm doing a search. I want to find out who else is out there about this subject. But wanted to point it out. Thank you.
Thanks, Wes.
Yeah, Wes is going to donate for sure, and I appreciate that, Wes. And I'm glad you got that cleared up, Dave. It does take a while for the wheels to turn. But as Dave said, just go to your web and type in USSLibertyMovie.com, and it'll take you right to the site to donate. And Dave, go ahead. Did you have anything to add?
I just wanted to say that we got a donation in between the break. from a big USS Liberty supporter. He sent in a rather large donation, Phil Restino, and I'm going to say his name on the air because a lot of people who know about the Liberty know about Phil. And he actually put in, right in his donation, you know, the way that he wanted it inscribed. And he had something else that I want to, that he added, that I want to read after the break and then hand it over to you guys.
Right back. And don't forget, folks, go to USSLiberty.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you for hanging on. Certainly appreciate it. And, you know, we're looking forward to this little donation, 2 hours. It's not little for us. It's huge. It's monumental. And as I said before, it's monumental for this country. It just, I can't tell you how important it is. And, you know, the people that listen to RBN, let's face it, folks, are patriots. All of them are patriots. They love this country. They want to preserve it. They care about it. They care about each other. And that's, you know, that isn't preaching to the choir. That's preaching to people that are talking to people that you want to be around, that you wouldn't mind having a beer with. You know, and you have the same thoughts. The preservation and greatness of this country first and none other. Now, Dave, you got a donation from Phil Restino, and Phil's a great guy. And talking about Patriot, he is a patriot to the hilt, a good man, a good friend, and a great supporter of the USS Liberty. So please go ahead, Dave, and take over and give us what you got to say.
Yeah, I just was going to say that, well, besides, you know, following up with what you guys are saying, and Ron gave a beautiful, you know, explanation of why this is so important to get this out. I mean, it's just, this is it. This is it, folks. There's really not going to be another chance. I could be wrong. Maybe on the 100th year anniversary, it will be the time to do it. I don't know. But we're trying it now. We need to do it right now. So let me read what Phil wrote, because it's very important what he just said. He said that besides explaining what he wants, how he wants his book inscribed by Phil, he said that we've got to get this film made. Now, remember, this isn't me saying it, or Phil or Ron. This is somebody who just donated. This is a donor. We've got to get this film made and ready to go in the 11 months remaining before the 50th anniversary of the June 8th attack on June 8th, 2017. So please keep pushing the urgency for donations to be made now, exclamation mark. So this isn't us. This is somebody who just gave a lot of money to this project. And by the way, if we are unable to make the movie, and we have spent some money trying to make the movie, then we'll return the money that we haven't used. Because if we can't make the movie, then why would we keep the money? Phil, Ron?
Yeah, Ron, I think, he's on cam now. Okay, I can see Ron very well.
Okay, I'm
your
here
hair,
now.
Hair looks
sorry
beautiful,
about that.
Ron. I'll tell you that, buddy.
Yeah, I had to.
I can see your.
Yeah, I had wanted to just say that I'm sorry about interrupting about the man from. I'm just a fanatic about getting these people on when they get out there. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No problem.
See you just a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.